弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，早间我们能够一同来敬拜神。
We're so thankful that we can worship our God together this morning.
我们心所追求的乃是神的自己。
Because our goal is God Himself.
叫我们的里面单单的渴慕他。
So that our only desire is Him.
早间和弟兄姐妹一起分享信徒的心灵和身份。
And this morning, we'd like to share with you the spirit and roles of saints.
我们会讲到信徒在心灵，就是我们的灵呢，有三个不同的特质。
And we'd like to share with you the three spiritual characters of saints.
也讲到神的儿女呢，我们有三种不同的身份或者是角色。
And also the three roles of our saints.
请我们一起读提摩太后书第一章第六节和第七节。
Let us read together 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 6 and 7.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
God has not given to us a spirit of timidity.
胆怯和谦卑是非常不一样的。
And timidity is very different from humbleness.
谦卑叫我们忘记我们的软弱。
Humbleness causes to forget about our own weaknesses.
忘记我们自己的多么的强。
Or our strength.
我们放下自己。
But we let go of ourselves.
但是胆怯呢，是叫你注意到你的软弱和你的强处。
Yet timidity makes us focus on our strength or weaknesses.
我们一注意到自己的时候，
Once our focus is on ourselves,
多少时候那个反应叫做胆怯。
A natural reaction is timidity.
因为我们看自己，我们看环境。
Because we'll be looking at ourselves and look at the environment.
而没有注视在主的身上。
But rarely on God Himself.
我们都很熟悉民权运动的领袖马丁路德金恩。
We all are very familiar with the leader of the civil rights movement, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
他曾经多次的受到人家威胁他要杀害他。
And he continually received assassination threats.
在1968年4月4日。
And on April 4th, 1968,
他被暗杀了。
He was assassinated.
在他最后的一篇信息里面。
And in his last message,
他讲到说，我不惧怕。
He said, yet I am not afraid.
因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
For God has not given us a spirit of timidity.
乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
But a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
他最后的信息他用了提摩太后书第一章这一节经节。
And he referred it to the verse we just read in 2 Timothy in his last speech.
最后他的没有胆怯，最后他成为改变美国历史的一个人。
And because he was not afraid, and he became a man who changed the history of this country.
我们抵挡仇敌，面对环境，我们求主赐给我们一个刚强的心。
And when facing our enemies, we ask for a spirit of power from God.
但是我们面对人的时候，
Yet facing man,
我们求主让我们里面充满了他的爱，有一个仁爱的心。
We ask for the spirit of love from God.
当我们要持守自己的时候，
Yet when we need to hold on to ourselves,
我们求主让我们有一个谨守的灵。
We need to have the spirit of self-discipline,
谨守的心。
To have a heart that disciplines.
所以我们在这边看见心，其实它原来的意思就是灵。
And the word heart in the original contents is spirit.
它要给我们的是刚强的灵。
For what God wants to give to us is the spirit of power,
是爱的灵，
of love,
是谨守的灵，
and of self-discipline.
我们就从这个方面，三个方面，我们来一起来看，在神的儿女里面，我们的灵里面有三种不同的特质。
Therefore, from this verse, we like to look at the three spiritual characters within the children of God.
我们先来看一下刚强的灵。
First of all, a spirit of power.
它这个刚强也是一种能力。
And this power is talk about a strength, a dynamite.
哥林多后书第十二章第十节，他说：“我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。”
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 10, Paul said, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
虽然外面遇到仇敌猛烈的攻击。
Yes, he's under severe attacks outwardly from the enemies.
虽然环境是非常的艰难。
His circumstances were very, very difficult.
但是保罗讲到，我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
But Paul said here, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
在一个很顺利的环境，不容易显出我们里面的刚强来。
And in an easy and smooth environment, it's hard to show forth our strength.
那个刚强也是一个能力。
And that strength is a power.
我们想到在旧约约瑟的故事。
And that reminds us of the story of Joseph in the Old Testament.
我们从他身上看见这几方面的特质。
On Joseph, we see these three characteristics.
约瑟原本在家里他是一个蒙爱的孩子。
Joseph was very loved at home.
后来他的哥哥们就嫉妒他。
And because of that, his brothers envied him.
本来要把他杀掉的。
They originally tried to kill him.
后来把他卖到了埃及。
But then they decided to sell him to people in Egypt.
当作一个奴隶把他卖掉。
As a slave.
所以他到了波提乏的家里，护卫长波提乏的家里，他在那里做一个奴隶。
And he was bought as a slave at the house of Potiphar.
从一个蒙父亲所爱的这样一个孩子。
So his condition was changed from a beloved son of the father.
变成了一个奴隶。
To a slave.
那这个外面环境对他来讲是一个何等大的一个打击。
And that's such a strike to him hourly.
但是我们看见约瑟他在护卫长波提乏家里面他忠心的服侍。
Yet we saw how he was faithful as a slave in the house of Potiphar.
他从他的特质的里面呢，他显出他是一个刚强的。
He manifests a characteristic which is the strength or the power.
波提乏到了一个地步，除了自己吃的饭，他其他的事都不用管了。
So his host trusted him to a point that he didn't care about anything in his own household but the meal right in front of himself.
全部就交给约瑟。
He entrusted everything in his house to Joseph.
但是我们看见后来约瑟他被人家陷害。
But later on you saw he was wrongfully accused.
他下到了监牢的里面。
And he was imprisoned.
你看从一个奴隶的地位又更遇到了不容易的环境。
So his condition deteriorated, worse, was worsened from being a slave to a prisoner.
在他在监狱的里面，他仍然显出他那个刚强的灵。
But even then, he showed forth a spirit of power in the prison.
他在那样的一个环境中，他仍然是忠心的服侍。
And he was faithful in wherever he is.
并不是在那里抱怨这个环境。
He did not complain.
所以我们看见到了一个地步，神能够将他升高。
Therefore, as he endured to a point, God elevated him.
那在约瑟身上所显出来的。
So what manifested on Joseph?
弟兄姐妹，也让我们认识到这一个刚强的灵，今天是在我们的里面。
We recognize the fact that we also have the spirit of power within us.
今天圣灵住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells inside.
我们要来认识神所赐给我们的是刚强的灵。
Therefore, we need to come to know the spirit of power given by God.
这不是胆怯的灵。
Not a spirit of timidity.
那我们知道面对仇敌的时候。
And so that we know when we face our enemies.
神赐给我们的是刚强的灵。
The spirit we have from God is the spirit of power.
我们里面没有惧怕。
Therefore we have no fear.
我们遇见最艰难的环境，我们知道神赐给我们的是刚强的灵。
Even in the most severe and difficult environment, we know the spirit we have from God is the spirit of power.
那这个灵叫我们是单单的来到神的面前。
And this spirit causes to come to the Lord.
我们不是看我们自己。
Not to fix our eyes on ourselves.
无论你的天然生命，你是软弱，你是刚强。
It doesn't matter naturally we are a strong or weak person.
但是每一次我们靠着自己，我们遇见仇敌。
Because every time when we face our enemies, if we rely on ourselves,
天然人里面出来的那个叫做胆怯的灵，
and that comes out of our natural life will be a spirit of timidity.
神赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵，
but what God has given us is not a spirit of timidity,
是一个刚强的灵，
but a spirit of power.
我们的眼目是注视在主的身上，
therefore our eyes fixed on the Lord.
我们不是看环境的艰难，
not on the difficult.In our environment.
像约瑟他在那样的一个不容易的环境当中。
Just like Joseph, he was in very difficult condition.
他没有抱怨，他乃是忠心的在那里服侍。
Instead of complaining, he served God faithfully.
那第二个我们要看见仁爱的灵。
And second thing is the spirit of love.
那这个爱是神圣的爱。
And this love is a divine love.
在罗马书第五章第三节到第五节。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5.
他讲到说，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
It says, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope.And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
神赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵。
What the Lord has given us is not a spirit of timidity.
但是是爱的灵。
But the spirit of love.
在提后第一章后面，我们有读到有一个人，他叫做阿尼瑟弗。
And we all read about this person in 2 Timothy chapter 1, Anicephus.
他不只是在以弗所的时候服侍过保罗。
He not only served Paul during the time when Paul was in Ephesus.
在提摩太后书是保罗在最后一次下到罗马的监狱的里面。
But also during the second Timothy, and Paul was in the prison in Rome.
是他在殉道之前。
Right before he was martyred.
那一个监狱是一个在地底下一个地牢。
And he was in a dungeon in the ground.
但是呢，阿尼瑟福呢，他到罗马去，他去找保罗。
And Onesiphorus went to Rome to look for Paul.
而且他不以保罗的锁链为耻辱。
And he was not ashamed of the chains that Paul was in.
他找到了保罗，而且在那里服侍他。
He found Paul and he served Paul.
那他是冒着生命的危险。
And he was doing that at the risk of his life.
但是我们在这里看见，神赐给他的不是一个胆怯的灵。
And you can tell that God has given him not a spirit of timidity,
是一个刚强的灵,
but the spirit of power.
而且呢, 是一个爱的灵。
And also a spirit of love.
他爱保罗。
He loved Paul.
他愿意舍命, 他也愿意来服侍他。
He was willing to give his life for Paul so that he can serve him.
这是弟兄的爱。
And that is a brotherly love.
是一个神所何等宝贵的一个爱的流露。
And also a precious manifestation of God's love.
我们刚刚讲到约瑟。
We just talk about Joseph.
是他被他的哥哥们卖到埃及去。
Yes, he was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
他哥哥们实在是不应该这样子对待一个小弟弟。
And his brothers should not have treated him that way.
他们就是嫉妒他。
But they did it because they envied him.
但是等到一个时候,
But when the time came to a pass,
约瑟他做了埃及的宰相,
Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt.
他的哥哥们到他的面前,
And his brothers were brought to his presence.
因为在迦南地没有粮食,
Because where his brothers lived was in famine.
如果照着一般的情形,
And according to man's logic,
是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
What he should do is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
按照人一般的情形，是以爱来对爱。
According to human logic, we treat love with love.
以恨来对恨。
And hatred for hatred.
但是约瑟他面对他的哥哥们。
Yet when Joseph faced his brothers,
他里面没有那个恨。
There was no hatred within him.
那有一个爱。这个爱是他的一个特质。
But a love that is unique.
这个爱让他饶恕，让他接纳。
That enabled Joseph to forgive and accept his brothers.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这个爱今天是在我们的里面。
And this love also dwells in us today.
圣灵将基督的爱浇灌在我们心里。
For the Holy Spirit has poured out God's love in our hearts.
那这个爱是能够爱到底的爱。
And this love is the love that loves all the way to the end.
是牺牲的爱。
It's a sacrificial love.
是舍命的爱。
It's a love that is willing to lay down a life.
这个爱在我们的里面流露出来。
And when this love is flowed out through us,
我们能够饶恕，我们能够接纳。
We are able to forgive, we are able to accept others.
我们能够从里面真实的彼此来相爱。
And we can from an honest heart to love one another.
对于人，他这边告诉我们，神赐给我们的是一个爱的灵。
And here it tells us what God has given to us is a spirit of love.
然后他讲到谨守的灵。
And they talk about another characteristic, which is the discipline.
在提摩太后书第二章二十二节，他说你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Here, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22 tells us, Flee the evil desires of youth, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
对于我们自己，神赐给我们一个谨守的灵。
To us, God has given to us a spirit of self-discipline.
要保守我们逃避这些少年人的私欲。
So to keep us away from the evil desires of youth.
我们看见今天全世界握在那个恶者的手下。
And we know the whole world is in the hands of the evil one.
仇敌把各样的污秽，把各样违背神的事情，他用想尽办法要带到这个世界来。
And the enemies try every way they can to bring to this world filthiness or anything that's opposing to God.
但是神要我们从这个世界中分别出来。
Yet God wants to set aside from that.
因为我们是属神的人。
Because we belong to Him.
他赐给我们的是谨守的灵。
Therefore, He has given to us a spirit of self-discipline.
我们要逃避那些污秽的，逃避那些不讨神喜悦的。
We need to flee from things that's filthy and not pleasing to our God.
弟兄姐妹，我们刚刚你看见约瑟，他里面有一个刚强的灵。
We just look at Joseph. We saw a spirit of power was within him.
他落到一个最不幸的环境，但是他里面没有在那里抱怨。
And he was treated wrongfully, but he never complained.
那个刚强叫他无论在怎么样的环境，他向着神，他仍然在那里侍奉。
His spirit was strong, so regardless outward environment, he served God faithfully.
他遇到了他的哥哥，他献出一个爱的灵来。
And when he encountered his brothers, he showed forth a spirit of love.
哦，他能够饶恕，他能够接纳。
He was able to forgive them and accept them.
然后呢，我们看见约瑟，当他被下到波提乏的家里面。
And also when he was in the house of Potiphar.
因为波提乏非常的看重他
and because his host trusted him so much
虽然他是一个奴隶的身份
even though Joseph was just a slave
但是波提乏把各样的事情都交给约瑟去管理
but his master trusted him with everything in his house
那波提乏的妻子
yet the wife of Potiphar
他那时候就用各样的方法要来勾引
约瑟 tried every way to flirt with him and to lure Joseph
但是约瑟他有一个谨守的灵谨守的心
Yeah, Joseph also had a spirit of self-discipline
他逃避这些引诱
He fled from these temptations
因为这样所以他被下在监牢的里面
And because of his refusal to the temptation he was imprisoned as a result
但是约瑟他想着说我怎么能够犯这样的一个大罪呢
Yeah, he did that because he said how could I commit such a big sin against God
我怎么能这样子得罪神呢
How can I do that to offend my God
神赐给他一个谨守的灵
You can see that God has given him a spirit of self-discipline
弟兄姐妹，这样在各样的诱惑、各样的仇敌的引诱的当中
，Dear brothers and sisters, when we are surrounded by all kinds of temptations from the enemy,
他的那个谨守的灵，让神能够得着荣耀。
And the spirit of self-discipline will give God the glory.
今天神赐给我们的是谨守的灵。
For what God has given to you and me is the spirit of self-discipline.
我们在世界却不属于这个世界。
We live in this world, but we do not belong to this world.
今天有很多的各样的引诱。
There are all kinds of temptations around us.
少年人的私欲。
Oh, the lustful desire for the young people.
我们不能求主今天就救我们，好像离开这个世界。
We cannot ask the Lord to take us out of this world.
他是神赐给我们一个谨守的灵。
But God has given to us a spirit of self-discipline.
我们能够逃避这一切外面的。
Therefore, we can flee from these temptations.
那我们和那倾心祷告主的人。
And pursue the Lord.
能够追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
With those who have a pure heart to pursue what is righteous, what is love, and what is peaceful, and what is faith.
我们感谢主，神赐给我们的不是那个胆怯的心、胆怯的灵。
We thankful for the Lord that He has not given to us a spirit of timidity.
哦，今天圣灵住在我们的里面。
Now His Holy Spirit dwells inside of us.
在我们里面的圣灵。
That Holy Spirit inside of us.
是刚强的灵。
Is a spirit of power.
是仁爱的灵。
It's a spirit of love.
是谨守的灵。
And a spirit of self-discipline.
我们真是祷告主。
It is our prayer.
在我们的里面让这三个圣灵的特质能够彰显出来
That these three characteristics of the Holy Spirit can be shown
在下面 我们要一起看见圣徒他有三个不同的身份或者是角色。
And next thing we want to look at is the three different roles or identities of saints.
请我们一起读提摩太后书第二章第三节到第六节。
Let us read together 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 to 6.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。劳累的农夫理当先得粮食。
Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs.He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops.
在这段圣经里面呢，那让我们看见圣徒有三种不同的身份。
Therefore, in this passage, we can see there are three different roles of saints.
还讲到耶稣基督的精兵。
First is the soldier of Jesus Christ.
他讲到在场上比武，他原来的意思呢，是在场上的运动员。
And also the athlete that competes in the field.
所以我们是精兵，我们是运动员。
So we are the good soldier, we are the athlete.
然后他还讲到我们是农夫。
Also a farmer.
那这个是劳累的农夫。
And this is a hard-working farmer.
那这三种不同的身份或者角色对神的儿女来讲其实非常的重要。
And these three different roles are very important to us.
首先我们要看见我们的身份是耶稣基督的精兵。
First of all, we need to know we are good soldiers of Christ Jesus.
保罗告诉提摩太你要和我同受苦难。
And Paul told Timothy that you will suffer with me.
所以我们知道精兵呢他有一个受苦的心志。
Therefore, good soldiers will have an attitude that's willing to suffer.
在彼得前书第四章第一节。
And 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1 says,
这边讲到基督既在肉身受苦你们也当将这样的心志作为兵器因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。
Here it says, Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
面对苦难的时候呢我们首先要有一个受苦的心志。
When we face or encounter difficulties, we must have a mind or willingness to suffer.
有这样的一个心志。
With that kind of attitude,
叫我们能够胜过这个外面的环境。
We can overcome our difficult environment.
无论是有真正的苦难或者是没有苦难。
Whether there's true suffering or there's no suffering,
但是我们有一个受苦的心志我们知道这是一个真正的兵器。
But the attitude of willing to suffer is a weapon in a battle.
那在精兵来讲呢我们是知道需要受过非常严格的训练的。
We all know for a good soldier, he has to go through very severe training.
在军队有一个非常有名的话
And there's a very popular saying in the military
合理的要求是训练
Reasonable demand is training
不合理的要求是磨练
And unreasonable demand is tempering
当你加入你在军队当中受训的时候
When you are trained in the army
你要有一个受苦的心志
You have to have that attitude that you're willing to suffer
否则你就觉得哇无论是合理的要求不合理的要求常常是过于人所能够忍受的
Otherwise you have a hard time to pass through all these trainings whether they're reasonable or not reasonable
我记得从前在部队的时候有经过六个月的训练
I remember when I was serving in the military there was a 6-month period of special training
那个时候我是在工兵的部队
And I was serving in the Corps of Engineers
所以前三个月 的训练呢，除了这些单兵作战啊这些训练以外
，and during in the first 3 months we go through the, all the routine training as a soldier.
每天有好几个小时是做这个强度的身体的锻炼。
And on top of that, we have to go through special physical fitness training for hours every day.
那段时间呢，你知道那样的一个锻炼，很多人他们都觉得哇太痛苦了。
And a lot of people could not endure through that kind of severe training.
他们要一直把你好像到你的肉体上的极限。
It's like that training pushes to the extreme, to our limit.
后来前面三个月熬过去了。
And after the first 3 months.
那后面三个月的时候呢
？And the second 3 months.
那大家才能够真的明白。
When it comes to the second 3 months, we realize why.
因为工兵要去架浮桥。
For as engineers, we need to build the floating bridge.
那每一个这个木头做的这些每一个部分呢都是很重的。
And every part of the bridge, every lumber is very, very heavy.
所以你们几个人在抬的时候
，So when we were carrying those heavy lumbers,
如果有一个他没有办法抬起来
，If any one of us could not lift the weight,
你可能没有办法完成任务
，We cannot finish our mission,
或者很容易受伤
，Or we can easily injured.
所以在那一个身体上的训练，你觉得好像是折磨一样的。
And therefore, the first 3 months training was like torture to us.
那但是呢，它却是为着你能够达成这个任务。
But it was actually preparing us for the mission to come.
它叫我们成为耶稣基督的精兵。
And here we are the good soldier of Christ Jesus.
我们需要有一个受苦的心智。
We need to have the willingness to suffer.
我们知道我们需要接受。这样的一个训练
We know we need to go through this kind of training.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练
We need to go through suffering, which will produce perseverance and perseverance character.
然后呢，主在我们身上把他的生命性情能够组织建造在我们的里面
And this is how God make His life within us grow.
我们有一个盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
And will produce for us a hope which will not disappoint us.
然后我们看见精兵呢，他是专心的在侍奉的。
For a good soldier, he will focus on his service.
他讲到说，凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身。
It says no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs.
弟兄姐妹，我们的身份是耶稣基督的精兵。
Right, brothers and sisters, we are Jesus Christ's good soldier.
然后呢，我们说不要将事务缠身。
So don't get ourselves involved in civilian affairs.
可是对于神儿女来讲，你说。我有好多个不同的身份呢、啊。
But you may say, you know, I have a different roles.
我在家里面，我有我的职责的。
And I have responsibility toward my family.
有的是学生的岗位的。
And some are students.
有些是有工作的。
Some are people at work.
有些在家庭主妇，她也有她的工作的。
And some are homemakers. We all have our responsibilities.
我们怎么可能不叫事务缠身呢？
How can I not get involved by the civilian affairs?
弟兄姐妹，还是我们如果真的知道。
But dear brothers and sisters, if we truly realize.
我们每一个神的儿女都是侍奉神的。
That every child of God serves God.
我们没有一个人为自己活。
And no one should live for themselves.
我们都为那替我们死而复活的主活。
But for the Lord who died and rose from the dead for us.
在每一个岗位上。
And at each post or position.
我们都是侍奉神的。
We serve God there.
我们都是耶稣基督的精兵。
We are all good soldiers of Jesus Christ.
我可以在工作里面非常的忙碌。
And I can be busy at work.
但是我不叫这些事物缠身缠着我。
But I will not let these things entangled me.
弟兄姐妹，我们是侍奉神的。
Because, brother and sister, we are people that serve God.
是的，我可以做这些属地的事物。
Yes, I can manage or handle things of this world.
但是我们在这些繁百事物当中，我们仍然是在那里侍奉神。
In the midst of working on all these things, we are still serving God.
那这是很特别的。
And this is very unique.
今天我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
We are the good soldier of Jesus Christ.
也没有一样属地的事能够来缠累我们。
Therefore, nothing of this world can entangle us.
今天我们做每一件事情， 是要为着讨我们主人的喜悦。
Everything we do is to please our Lord.
我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
For we are His good soldiers.
然后下面我们看见我们是在场上的运动员。
Secondly, we need to see that we're also an athlete.
那运动员他需要有标杆的。
And for an athlete, you have to have a goal.
在腓立比书第三章十三节和第十四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14 said,
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
It says here, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do,Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
保罗讲到说，向着标杆来直跑。
And here says, running toward the goal.
这些运动员他们是有一个标杆的。
For an athlete, he has to have a goal.
弟兄姐妹，我们有一个身份，就是在这一条路上奔跑的运动员。
And dear brother and sister, we have one role that is to run as an athlete.
在我们人生的这条路程中，我们有没有一个标杆？
In our life's journey, do we have a goal?
我们需要看见我们的主。
We need to see our Lord.
是他这位在荣耀里的基督。
Yes, this Christ who is in His glory.
什么时候他将我们的全心照亮了？
When He enlightens our heart completely.
我们看见了这位在荣耀里的主。
When we see the Lord who is in glory.
他成为我们的意象。
Then He will become our vision.
他成为我们一生的标杆。
And also the goal of our life.
我们不是一下追求这个，一下追求那个。
So that we will not be running after different goals on earth.
必须向着标杆来直跑。
But running toward this goal.
而且必须一直跑到终点。
And we'll press on and run to the end.
因为奖赏不是在起跑的时候发给你的。
Because the winning prize is not given out at the beginning point.
是在你跑到终点时候才有奖赏的。
But at the end point.
所以呢，向着标杆直跑。
Therefore, when we press on toward the goal.
所以要存心忍耐。
We need to persevere through.
要奔跑那摆在我们前头的路程。
To run on the road that's set before us.
求主把这样一个清楚的标杆赐给我们。
May the Lord give us a clear goal.
那也求主让我们有这样的一个忍耐。
And also give us the endurance.
我们向着标杆直跑。
So that we can press on toward the goal.
那第二个呢，是有节制的运动员。
Secondly, this athlete needs to have self-discipline.
他讲到这些在场上的运动员呢，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
And here says,Anyone who competes as an athlete, he cannot receive the crown unless he competes according to the rules.
运动员他有标杆。
So for an athlete, he needs first have a goal.
他必须按照这个规矩。
And then he needs to compete according to the rules.
他是需要有节制的。
Means that he needs to have discipline.
在奥运历史上第一位拿金牌的中国选手。
And in the history of Olympics,The first athlete that won gold medal in China.
她的名字叫做陈耀玲。
Her name is Yao Ling Chen.
那一年是1992年。
That was in 1992.
是在西班牙巴塞隆纳的奥运会。
And during the Olympics held in Barcelona, Spain.
她参加女子十公里的竞走。
Her item is the 10-kilometer race walk.
那个竞争非常的激烈。
And that competition was very severe.
当他们到了最后一段的路程
When they were running at their last segment
那第二名的选手呢超过了他
And then athlete behind her passed by her
然后一直领先然后呢冲过了终点
And became the lead and actually reached the destiny first
但是后来发现
But later on they discover
那一位对手的选手呢他在走的时候两只脚同时离开了地面
And thenAthlete who passed by her, reaching the end first, actually for a period of time, her feet were off the ground, both feet were off the ground concurrently.
所以她犯了规。
So that was against the rule.
最后被取消了资格。
And that athlete was disqualified.
所以陈耀琳陈的中国拿到田径第一名。
So China's Yao Ling Chen became the first athlete that won a gold medal.
保罗告诉我们说, 非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
And here Paul made it clear that you can't receive the victor's crown unless you play by the rules.
所以我们是在场上赛跑的运动员。
So at the same time, we are athletes running on the field.
我们必须要清楚地认识这个标杆。
So we need to have a clear goal.
耶稣基督是我们的标杆。
That is Jesus Christ.
我们所有奔跑、所有追求的。
All the focus of our running
是主他的自己。
Is our Lord Himself.
然后呢, 在这条路上是需要按照规矩的。
And on this path, we need to run according to the rules.
不是照着我们所喜好的。
Not according to our own desire.
我们所方便的。
Or whatever is easier for us.
弟兄姐妹, 我们认识有一条道路。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to know there is a way.
有一个规矩。
And there are rules.
这条路是十架的道路。
And this way is the way of the cross.
这个规矩呢, 是耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面。
And the rules are according to the life of Jesus Christ that is in us.
我们不能照着我们自己的生命。
Therefore, we cannot do things according to our natural lives.
是必须基督从我们里面活出来。
It has to be Christ that's lived out from us.
我们不能走自己的道路。
And we cannot choose our own way.
基督他是我们的道路。
Christ himself is our way.
这是一个在场上赛跑的运动员。
And this is the rule applied to an athlete on the field.
那只有这样子。 他们才可能得着冠冕。
Only by doing so, then you have a chance to receive the victor's crown.
这些冠冕不是在你起跑线的时候就颁发给你的。
And this crown is not issued at the beginning point of the race.
是需要你跑到终点。
But at the end point.
弟兄姐妹, 今天我们都在这个路上奔跑。
Dear brothers and sisters, you and I are running on this way.
求主吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us to him.
这个标杆, 这个意象, 抓住我们,
so that this goal and this vision will captivate our hearts.
Oh,
so you and I can run together on this way. We need to persevere through to run on the way that's set before us.
要得神从上面召我们来得的奖赏
To win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus
第三个 讲到我们有一个身份是劳力的农夫
And the third identity or role we have is a hardworking farmer
他说劳力的农夫理当先得着粮食
And for a hardworking farmer he should be the first to receive a share of the crops
在雅各书第五章第七节
In James chapter 5 verse 7
弟兄们啊 你们要忍耐直到主来 看那农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产 直到得了秋雨春雨
It says be patient then brothers until the Lord's coming See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains.
农夫们,他们有一个盼望。
Farmers always have a hope.
就是田里有那个出产。
Is to hope for the yielding of the crops.
为了这样的一个盼望,他们愿意甘心地忍耐等候。
And for that hope, they were willing to endure and wait.
但是我们知道这些农夫,他们先要撒种。
And for farmers, they need to first sow the seeds.
今天我们所种的是什么? 收的也是什么?
We reap what we sow.
今天撒种是何等的重要?
Sowing seeds are very important.
那这些劳力的农夫呢?
All these hardworking farmers,
他们是殷勤的耕种。
They diligently worked.
今天你知道说, 有一个收成是要来到的。
Because you know the harvest is to come.
但是今天你需要做很多的耕地，做许多的除草。
And for that future, you need to do a lot of work, like weeding the, clean the weeds, and then do a lot of cultivation.
那这当中有多少的日晒雨淋？
And you have to go through the hot suns or poured rain.
也许也有很多的担心。
And also a lot of worries.
你有很多天然的环境可能不是你所能够掌控的。
Because there are a lot of environments that you have no control.
但是这是一个过程。
But that is the process.
这些劳力的农夫。
These hardworking farmers.
他们殷勤的耕种。
They work diligently in the field.
弟兄姐妹。今天神得着我们，他赐给我们有一个身份。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a role that God has given us.
是劳力的农夫。
That is hardworking farmers.
今天正是我们需要殷勤耕种的时候。
And now is the time we should work diligently.
我们知道今天主给我们何等的恩典。
We know the Lord has given us so much grace.
但是他要生命能够在我们里面能够长起来。
And his desires that life can grow in us.
我们是他所耕种的田地。
We are the field upon which he cultivates.
我们是他所建造的房屋。
Also, we are the house he's building.
我们说是主在这里，他来耕种我们。
It is the Lord who is planting the seed and cultivating.
那目的是什么呢？
What is his purpose?
就生命能够生长出来。
So that life can grow up.
今天他说你们是劳力的农夫。
And now he's saying that you are hardworking farmers.
我们看见这个世界好像那么干硬的土地。
And this world is like a dry and hard ground.
在人的心里面是那样的刚硬。
And men's hearts are so hard.
今天需要得着劳力的农夫。
Therefore, God needs to have hardworking farmers.
是的，要土能够松软。
So that the soil can become softened.
然后圣灵能够在这里滋润。
And the Holy Spirit can come and bring moisture.
让生命能够长起来。
So that life can grow.
那这一些劳力的农夫。
All these hardworking farmers.
他们辛勤地去撒种。
They diligently sow seeds.
他们辛勤地在那里耕种。
They diligently cultivated the land.
但是有一天，神叫这些能够生长起来。
And one day, God will cause these things to grow.
哦，他们要欢呼地收割。
And at that time, they will reap with joy.
我们知道我们有这样的一个身份。
So we know this is our identity.
是一个劳苦的农夫。
A hardworking farmer.
但是我们也知道流泪撒种的。
We also know those sow seeds in tears.
必要欢呼收割。
Will reap joyfully.
那带种流泪出去的，必欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Those go out in tears with seeds will bring back folds of sheaves greatly.
求主帮助我们把握今天。
May the Lord help us to take good use of today.
今天是撒种的日子。
Because today is a time to sow.
今天是耕种的日子。
It's a time to cultivate.
有一天我们真的是要欢欢乐乐的带着禾捆回来。
Because one day we'll bring back the harvest gladly.
弟兄姐妹，我们认识今天神赐给我们的灵。
And therefore we understand the spirit that God has given us.
不是胆怯的灵。
It's not a spirit of timidity.
他赐给我们的是刚强的灵。
But a spirit of power.
叫我们胜过仇敌。
So that we can overcome our enemies.
叫我们能够胜过我们的环境。
Our environments.
他赐给我们的是爱的灵。
He has given to us a spirit of love.
当我们面对思维各样不同的人。
So when we deal with different types of people.
有一个爱是从神而来的。
We can have a love that's from God.
那这个爱要从我们身上能够流露出去，彰显出来。
And this love needs to be flowed out through us.
他赐给我们的是谨守的灵。
God has also given to us a spirit of self-discipline.
我们保守我们自己。
So that we can keep ourselves.
他叫我们脱离所有属世的这些情欲，所有这些败坏。
And flee away from the worldly lust and all the destruction.
我们不愿意犯罪得罪神。
So that we don't want to sin and offend our God.
我们求主保守我们。
And instead, we want the Lord to keep us.
Oh, 刚强的灵。
Oh, that spirit of power.
仁爱的灵,
the spirit of love.
谨守的灵,
and the spirit of discipline.
今天这是神赐给我们的灵,
and this is the spirit that God has given us.
然后我们有三个不同的身份,
and also we have three roles to play.
我们都是耶稣基督的精兵。
First, we are the good soldier of Jesus Christ.
所有蒙赎的人都要侍奉神,
and those who are redeemed should serve him.
精兵是要讨主人的喜悦。
A good soldier wants to please his commanding officer.
精兵他活不是为自己活，乃是为主来活。
A good soldier does not just live for himself, but the Lord who died for him.
弟兄姐妹，我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
Brothers and sisters, we are the good soldiers of Jesus Christ.
求主赐给我们一个受苦的心智。
And may the Lord give us a willingness.That are willing to suffer.
这些精兵不是自己在那里讲道理。
And the soldiers do not argue with his own reasoning.
我们愿意顺服主的带领。
But obey the command of the Lord.
我们是在场上的运动员。
Also, we are an athlete.
我们有一个标杆。
And we have a clear goal.
耶稣基督是我们的标杆。
That is Jesus Christ.
因着这个标杆，我们能够存心忍耐。
And because that clear goal, we can endure.
摆在我们前面的路程。
And we can run on the way that is set before us.
这条道路是十字架的道路。
And that way is the way of the cross.
这条道路耶稣基督是我们的道路。
And Jesus Christ is the way.
我们求主保守我们。
We pray the Lord will keep us on this way.
他得着我们，我们是一个劳力的农夫。
Also, we pray that the Lord help us to become hardworking farmers.
今天需要撒种，今天需要耕耘。
And now is the time we need to sow, the time to cultivate.
今天主在这里，他要复兴他的教会。
And the Lord wants to revive his church.
他要让生命能够长大。
So that life can grow up.
教会能够被建造起来。
And his church can be built up.
求主得着我们。
May the Lord receive us.
起来，起来，为耶稣。
Arise for Jesus.
今天神要得着每一位神的儿女。
And he wants to obtain every one of his children.
今天在三个身份的里面。
In these three identities.
我们来彰显我们的神。
We need to show forth who our God is.
起来，起来，为耶稣。
Stand up for Jesus.
你们十架军兵。
You soldiers of the cross.
我们是十架的军兵。
We are the soldiers of the cross.
我们都是蒙赎的人。
We're all redeemed people.
蒙赎的人都要侍奉神。
And those who have redeemed should serve him.
无论我们在哪一个岗位，我们是什么样的身份。
It doesn't matter what post we're standing at.
我们都是侍奉神的人。
We all are people that serve God.
愿主在我们里面来呼召我们。
May the Lord call us from within.
来保守我们。
And keep us.
我们一起来唱诗歌第658首。
Let us sing hymn 658 together.
起来，起来，为耶稣。
Stand up for Jesus.